A developer is seeking a piece of city-owned property in the downtown to build a hotel, with plans to partner with neighboring businesses. Matthew Isabel, who already has several investments in the Grand Forks area, said he is hoping to build a boutique hotel on two parcels of city-owned land between CIBC and 125 Market Avenue, where Lumberjack Brewing will be located. The Kelowna-based developer will be presenting his proposal as a delegation to City Council on March 4. He is welcoming feedback and suggestions from anyone, he added, as he is still working on the physical concept and size of the building. The hotel is needed, he said, because Grand Forks doesn't have a true hotel. We have a lot of motels, but no hotels, he said. We've already received several letters of support from local businesses and the mayor. His vision is a 33-unit hotel, with a boardroom, some ground floor, under the building parking and reserved parking stalls nearby. The hotel won't have a kitchen or food service, he added. Instead, it will have vouchers from nearby restaurants and cafes. I want to have something in the downtown because when people stay somewhere further away, they don't tend to stay in the downtown area for long, they drive in for dinner, but then drive back out, he said. They stay here, they can walk around and are more likely to visit the businesses. So it will be good for the local businesses. As the city grows, there needs to be more options for accommodation to make it attractive, Isabel said. He pointed out Junior A hockey teams that come to the city to play against the Grand Forks Border Bruins. KIJHL regulations state they cannot stay in a motel. The teams have to stay in Trail or Castlegar, then be bused in for the game. There are some concerns about parking and traffic in the lots, with customers and patrons of several businesses using the lots for parking, as well as large delivery trucks using it to either drop off goods, or use it as a turning lane and parking to deliver goods to nearby businesses. Isabel said this is a concept he is still working on and is willing to work with the city and nearby businesses to modify the design to best suit everyone's needs.